You're listening to 88.3 in our studio, The Grip Weeds. That was Give Me Some of Your Ways. Wow. I hear the Everly Brothers. I hear the Beatles.
Sure. Heavy metal.
Well, that's the Everly Brothers and Everly Wife on top.
Okay.
And Uncle M.
There you go. Oh, man. Well, you know, you guys have an unusual name, The Grip Weeds. I'm sure people have asked you a thousand times, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you, too. Where did this name originate? I know there's a movie.
There is a movie. Pretty obscure movie.
It's still, that mic's still not cooperating. Okay. Yeah, let's just move to the
other. There's a movie directed by a guy called Richard Lester. He's famous for directing two of the Beatles movies, A Hard Day's Night and Help. So he did this other movie, very little known, obscure film, that features John Lennon in maybe his only acting role outside of the Beatles. And his character's name is Private Gripweed, or Musketeer Gripweed. So, Kurt and I are the founder members of the band, and we had this other guy in the group who is no longer with us, and he insisted that we become the Grip Weeds.
Wow.
We hated the name.
Really?
Absolutely hated it, but it is memorable, and we've come to love it. Now we love it, so we're the Grip Weeds.
The Grip Weeds. There you go.
Can I add something?
Sure. Yes.
What I actually like about the name is that people don't know what it means, and it doesn't give you any connotation, really. Or if it does give you a connotation, we're it.
It sounds kind of organic. Kind of organic.
Yeah,
which
and
is
it's
what
kind
we
of
are.
Organic, which is where we seem to come from. I guess we have a little bit of roots in what we do. We're not very techno, you know, and it's very grounded as a name. So that's what
it
we've
works,
always
yeah.
tried to be. So.
Good deal. All right, now another name, Giant on the Beach.
No, I'm not going to take that one.
Well, that came out of a bottle. No, actually. You know, when you're a band and you're putting out an album, you got to come up with an interesting name, and we decided that why not go for it, Giant on the Beach. It could mean whatever you want it to mean, really. But if you see the artwork on the cover, which you should check it out, it's pretty beautiful. It's original painting, and it shows a giant genie on a beach and us being intimidated by him. It's beautiful. It's beautiful artwork.
Well, is he intimidated or is he bowing to us or what is he
doing?
Yeah,
I don't know. Well,
that's open to
interpretation.
That's right.
It's a powerful image, and it's a, you know, a genie or a giant represents power, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what we were attracted to.
And then we actually photographed ourselves inside a genie bottle. If you look inside, you can see all the pictures.
We shrunk ourselves down to tiny size and got in it.
Oh, man. Reminds me of I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah,
did y'all find that girl in there?
That's right.
Oh, these guys, you kidding? They love Barbara Eden.
Oh, well.
I don't want to say that. My wife might be listening.
Oh, well. Well, your names, anyway. The names, the CD names, the band names are very well chosen. They are very memorable, no doubt. And that's very
important. We hope so. That's the ultimate, you know.
Yeah.
that you know, that's one thing. We didn't want to put out a cover, an album, and just put our faces on it, which would be a very normal thing to do.
We actually had someone paint a picture for us, an original piece of, that's wow. It's a painted
picture.
We
kind of wanted people to take a second look at it and say, what's this, you know, and give it a little bit of mystery, you know.
Well, I think another thing is this is our fourth album, and we just wanted to please ourselves, you know, do something that we would look at and say,
we don't care about anybody.
We don't care.
We care, but we also want to have some fun.
Exactly.
And we could have put a picture on it. We've done that already, blah, blah, blah. Let's do something like a little bit more out there.
Yeah.
So that was what this was about.
Well, you guys produced the CD, you wrote the songs for the CD, you designed the artwork, the CD layout, and also...
We have to do it all ourselves.
The website.
You did it all yourself. You do the website, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, we have a hand in the website. The website's actually one thing we don't design.
What?
Give it to him.
We don't really design the website, so to speak, but everything that goes into it, the content, the layout, everything, having the look of it, you know, we plan it, we sit, we wrestle and argue about it. And then, and then we put all the pictures up of Kurt's guitars.
And MK stays up late nights just playing with his computer.
But, you know, for the albums, we do all the work on them. And there's no one, when we record, there's nobody in the room. There's no engineer like we have today. It's nice to have an engineer. We don't have one in our studio.
Scott. Even though Kurt was
trying
to run.
Hey, Scott, what are you doing for our next album?
Well, Scott's been to Full Sail. He's ready to get out there and do this stuff.
It kind of started out of necessity. Our first album was a do-it-yourself project, and we've just kind of grown
out of necessity.
Out of that, you know, we've just built on that experience and just got better at it. And after a while, it's kind of like, well, this is the way we work.
We actually have a studio in our home in New Jersey. It's called the House of Vibes, and we record a lot of different local bands. We've recorded
in
Smithereens, people like the Swingin' Neck Breakers, bands people might have heard of from up there. And that's how we've learned, and we've built a studio. We use our friends as guinea pigs.
It's at houseofvibes.com. You can go and even look at it, and there's a tour you can take and all that. We actually had one of our fans from North Carolina, coincidentally. Okay. He emailed and wanted to work with us. Because he liked the sound of the records. And so he came to work in the studio.
All the way from North Carolina.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
God.
So we're working on a project of his now. His band is called Third of Never.
Third of Never.
Yeah, they're out of LaGrange. I think LaGrange. Yeah. Mm. John Dawson, how are you?
John Dawson. Here we go.
A plug for you.
Well, you guys, by pleasing yourself, as you said, y'all have produced an incredible CD. Thank you very much. And let's hear another one.
Because you never know how these things are going to be received. You really don't.
That's true. You put it together and throw it out there, and you just wait to see what happens. Yeah.
Well, you hope for the best, and you kind of stack it in your favor as much as you can, and put as much quality as you can into it, and we hope that people can't refuse.
Yeah.
certainly getting a lot of good feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Climbing the charts everywhere.
Get the reaction that we're getting.
So the next song we're gonna feature Kristen on vocals.
Me. Right, let's go. It's called Closer to Love.